T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
7:45, quarter till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL. A beautiful day ahead for Mark Rosa and I, at least chilly and breezy, highs of 49. I hope you like it. Right now it's 43 degrees in Mandeville, 46 in Metairie, 46 here in Belchase, and it's going to be a cool weekend. Highs of 48 tomorrow with sunshine, 64 on Sunday. Mark Rosa, President CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union, graduate of UNO, a professor at UNO, as we talk about UNO women's basketball before. Mark, today we're talking about debt consolidation, are we not?
We are. A fabulous forecast about the weather, incidentally. But yes, we are talking about consolidation.
Well, let's look at, I guess, like a financial forecast you're given here. And let me just invite the audience quickly, if you can, if you're at a computer, go to jffcu.org, and on the front page, right there in the middle of the screen, you're going to see manage your money and plan for your future with our financial calculators. You can click on that, and then from there you'll find the calculator, and you can go through it with us now. Go ahead, Mark. I just want to let everybody know where we are.
No, I appreciate you doing it. Tommy, yesterday's email included one from MarketWatch saying mortgage rates are at the highest level since March of 2020. This morning I just forwarded you something from MarketWatch, PCE inflation is up basically on a 5% annualized rate. So, you know, over the holidays, the tendency is that we'll accumulate some debt. And then in the background, we've reported many times that interest rates are moving up. Inflation is certainly here. And let's not let ourselves get consumed with increasing costs for anything that we owe. So the personal debt consolidation calculator, as you introduced, it has a place: credit card debt, auto loan debt, other loans in installment. You click the down arrow, and it opens up for several that you can add. So then what happens? It takes all the information that you're plugging in, a loan amount, the interest rate that you have, and a payment, and the calculator will go through and say, well, look, if you put all these under one note, that is, I would say 99% of the time, it's going to be a smaller note if you consolidate all the debt, because that one loan, all consolidated from several loans, could be pushed forward. It's going to go from here today, once consolidated, and it's going to push forward in time. Now, the other thing that would happen when you're speaking actually to the loan officer is saying, well, you know, what is my time frame? Can I go out a year or two, three or four? Realizing that you don't want to go out too far, you pay an interest as you're going along. But the consolidation would afford you, in most cases, a lower rate. Credit cards are notorious for double-digit rates, and some are even routinely at the 25%. American Express, I call them out quite a bit. 24.95% is some, even with people with A-plus credit, sometimes it is overlooked. Well, I can't pay the whole thing off this time, or I might have to pay it over time, and I'm going to let that balance roll. Not at 25%, you don't need to let that balance roll, okay? So we need to put a fence around a lot of these things that tend to be high. The other part about HELOCs that we talked about at length when the rates were so low, they're still low. But a HELOC as a product and a credit card as a product, they're perpetual products. You're adding to it and subtracting from it, meaning you're making charges and you're making payments. But the rates are variable. They're variable as part of the product's design. So as the Fed is raising rates, now they met this week, we'll talk more about it Monday. They didn't do anything, but the expectation is several rate increases this year. Well, that folds right into your perpetual products, your credit cards, your HELOCs, and the chance of rates going up there and making the charges that you already made more expensive to pay. All that's going to be baked into that cake. So that's why we see there's not a lot of lending activity in banking typically from January, February. I mean, we had a lot of, you know, people will borrow in the holidays, and then it calms down. Then the spring will come, and that's when people look at new cars and things like that. So right now is the time when the loan department is a little bit more quiet than busy, and it's people will come in for their consolidations, come in to really look at the debt that they have and possibly have a much more, much cheaper solution going forward. Smaller payment, smaller rate.
Mark, when it comes to the institution determining the rate, that's going to be based on credit history, right? And here's what I'm driving at. I don't know if the institution requires the debt to be paid off, that the debts to be paid off that you're consolidating for this loan, or it's on the honor system. But the last thing in the world a consumer wants to do is get a debt consolidation loan, pay off the credit cards, and then start running them up again.
Yeah, then you're backed into a corner, and I've seen that happen more times than I should have. But because exactly, oh, it's all freed up, and now I could go back. No, no, because then when you try to consolidate again, you might get turned down. You've accumulated too much. You've removed all the flexibility from your borrowing. So it, absolutely, and I've seen it where people have even said, no, you pay the credit card. Don't give me the check. You pay the credit card off, because they don't trust themselves, candidly speaking. And I'm glad they're honest at the table to say, okay, we will pay all the credit cards off and pay off everything. We'll consolidate everything. I just need your signature. And then it's a sigh of relief that they said, gee, well, all of these monthly payments are consolidated down to something that's far less cumbersome, and the interest rate could easily be less than the products that the person has. So it's in some cases, Tommy, it's almost like getting another paycheck, that the difference is so vast.
The only thing is, you'll pay it off. I guess JFFCU will pay off the credit card companies, right, if that's what they want, but you can't shred the cards for them, or maybe you will if they want you to, and it requires some discipline. Because you still all of a sudden you got this credit card wide open, and if you live beyond your means, then you're really between a you-know-what and a squat, because you got to pay the consolidation loan, and now you're starting back with credit card debt.
Yeah, that could really snowball in the wrong direction, Tom. And I've seen that happen with, you know, somebody, well, I had an emergency, and we always have an emergency and the ability to spend money. Mm-hmm. But it's you got to have some level of discipline when you took on certain debt instruments, and then it's you're looking for a comfortable solution so your quality of life improves, and then we kind of get off the wagon and we go back out and we charge things because we can. And I've seen people say, look, close the accounts. I just don't like this product anymore. It's not working for me. It might be a credit card. It might be a HELOC. Might be something like that. Okay, we'll close it. Well, the ability to reopen it is all too easy, and then sometimes people fall into that. So we caution. It's just, you kind of, I would not say you read somebody the Riot Act. That's not the right thing to say. But you try to be emphatic. Those who aren't as versed in how credit works, and none of us dropped out of the womb understanding this, but you can get yourself in a real bind, and then it's a really unhappy time.
25%, you'd do better doing business with Nikki the Nose. Of course, American Express won't break your knees.
Right.
So it's a trade-off.
It won't break your knees.
Mark,
right.
Thank you. It's jffcu.org. On a homepage, you'll see the calculators there. Manage your money and plan for your future with our financial calculators right in the middle of the screen, right in front of your left eye. Help you manage your money. Thank you, Mark Rosa. We'll talk to you Monday for Monday Morning Markets.
Absolutely. Thank you, Tom.
Get out in the cold and enjoy it. President and CEO, Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union, Mark Rosa. Time for traffic now on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.